For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, Anthony, we ran into each other last Friday night for the opening of The Lion in Winter at the Irish Classical. Some pretty strong roles there for an iconic play that is almost 50 years old.
Yes, terrific roles. Josephine Hogan getting to snarl and scheme in the way she does, and Vincent as King Henry II getting to lament the woe that is he. I was a bit distracted by some of the acting. I will let viewers go and see what that was all about. But it is a much-loved play, and for good reason, a wonderful script by James Goldman.
Great Buffalo actors, but I must say I did not like the characters. They're all just so nasty and backbiting.
That's my favorite thing about them.
I knew you'd say that. You went down to New York to see an Edward Albee play I haven't seen for 40 years, A Delicate Balance, with new stars.
With new stars, and it's Pam McKinnon, who directing from Buffalo. I like to see her work. I had seen the previous A Delicate Balance, which had Rosemary Harris and George Grizzard, Elaine Stritch. Well, it must have been a long time ago, because two of them have gone on to their maker. But this one is Glenn Close with John Lithgow and Lindsay Duncan. A lovely production. It was funny, watching it this time, having very recently seen Family Furniture at the Cavanoki, I just realized what a very A.R. Gurney play this Edward Albee play is. It's about an upper-class American family just unable to deal with the social improprieties around them. Their two best friends get frightened in their home, move in, and they're too refined to ask them to leave, and various other things that happen. But very strong production by Pam McKinnon on Broadway of Edward Albee's A Delicate Balance.
And you saw Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yes, not in Vegas, but on Broadway. The show is called Honeymoon in Vegas, and it's based on that 1990s film comedy. And you might say, well, that sounds really cheesy. Well, it is totally cheesy, and that's the fun of it. It is Tony Danza. It is a musical version of this silly movie, delightful in every detail, with a wonderful, rollicking score by Jason Robert Brown, who won the Tony last year for his completely contrasting, luscious score for Bridges of Madison County. And it's a big hit, good reviews all round, silly fun on Broadway, Honeymoon in Vegas.
Jason Robert Brown, he also wrote the score for Songs for a New World.
Songs for a New World, which is being done at O'Connell and Company right now. Wonderful, wonderful songwriter, and would be a good thing to do, get a nice taste of Songs for a New World, and then if you're in New York, try to get a ticket for Honeymoon in Vegas. It may be difficult for a while. And I should mention that there is a Buffalo connection, because Rich Entertainment Group is one of the producers on this. They've been trying to get a hit, and Rob McClure, who was the star of their previous show, Chaplin, is also the star of this show.
And there's a bit of a local connection in Motown, currently up at Shays. I understand the character who plays Rick James gets a huge applause.
He does. They were taken by surprise when Rick James gets a bigger reaction than Michael Jackson, you're wondering. But there's also a member of the company, Devin Goffman, is also in the cast and playing a lot of roles. He's from Orchard Park, and so a shout-out to him. But it is a superior tour. Actually, on the opening night, the understudy went on for the character of Berry Gordy and just nailed it. And their Diana Ross is exquisite, sublime. Motown, and that will be up through the weekend.
Those of us who lived through the Motown era certainly remember a famous movie, The Graduate. Well, it's also a play at the Alleyway.
With Mrs. Robinson, always the question who's going to play her, and it is Constance Caldwell, who is arguably the most beautiful woman in Buffalo in this role, which Kathleen Turner did on Broadway, replaced by Linda Gray, the part that Anne Bancroft did in the film, with Tyler Brown in the Dustin Hoffman part.
And for our far-flung suburban audiences, The Last of the Red Hat Lovers is up at Woodbox Theater in Niagara Falls, and Nonesense Boulevard is playing at the Lancaster Opera House.
Yes, that's another installment in the Nonesense franchise by Dan Goggin.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.